This is Sounds of the Desert, Los Sonidos del Desierto on COFA. I'm Victoria, and the Yuma community looks forward to one of the biggest events on our calendar each year, which is the air show that is hosted by the Marine Corps Air Station in Yuma. KAWC's Nicholas Foley went to this year's show and captured this audio postcard.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of your United States Air Force, the commander of Air Combat Command, General Ken Wilsbach, and all the men and women of the Air Combat Command, we would like to thank you for having us in Yuma, Arizona.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think it is just about time for an air show. Are you ready? I think we're all ready. Let's get this thing cranked up.
My name is Captain Owen Van Wyk. I'm the Communication Strategy and Operations Director for Marine Corps Air Station Yuma. Well, today we're hosting the 59th annual Yuma Air Show. It is sunny and 72, and you know, we're really excited to be able to host what we hope to be one of the bigger community relations events in Yuma. Obviously the biggest one we do on base. We're hoping to host 15 to 20,000 people for this free aviation spectacle. It's gonna be amazing.
My guess is going to stand it up on the wing, give you a great photo pass with the afterburner. Again, Jason Solms, the Big 17.
So we have already announced and planned the next 3 years' air shows. Please come out, you know, see what it's all about. You're able to see what's up in the sky, but until you actually come here onto the installation, meet the Marines, talk to them, talk to the performers. Once you do that, you really are able to get a better sense of what we are as a military community, and you know, that's our whole goal, is integrating within the Yuma community as well.
Air Force Base and a Marine Corps Air Station. Everyone recognizes the significance of Yuma.
What's your name?
Zane.
Zane, nice to meet you. Where are you from, Zane?
Yuma, Arizona.
Okay, cool. So you're a local then? Yeah. Are you excited for the air show?
Yeah.
What are you most excited about?
Probably to watch my dad's demo on the F-5. I know that he's going to be like doing a diamond formation. He's also going to be doing like a formation, like what it looks like to have someone do some like shooting, like not actually shooting, but like what it would look like for someone to be in a fight.
Okay, so for someone that doesn't know what a diamond formation is, how would you describe that to them?
Well, I would describe like two people are up in the front and then two people are on the sides.
We're changing it up just a little bit, starting with the hover demonstration. You can see that pedal turn on the FB-22, something that was thought to be physically impossible just a few short years ago. Today is reality with the MV-22. Giving you a great view of how this thing can dance just at show center, an amazing platform here. The marvel of modern aerodynamical engineering, if you will, if that's even a word, but what a cool piece of machinery this thing is.
You know, one of the things we're doing different this year is we're bringing out about a dozen local food trucks. You know, instead of outsourcing to catering, we're trying to bring in the local taste for the local people, and all the people that come in from out of state are gonna get a taste of what Yuma's all about here.
My name's Wayne Workman. I'm the owner of the Back Porch Grill. We've got a barbecue food truck that, you know, we go around and do different festivals and venues within Yuma County. What I noticed last year was a lot of the workers, the people that are setting up the air show, there was nobody out there serving breakfast. So this year we went a little early and we made breakfast burritos and hot coffee for all the workers, and so they came out and got that.
What chips would you like?
It's more about the fact that people from all around Yuma County who normally don't know anything about us got to see us, as well as people obviously from the region. You know, there's people that come to the Yuma Air Show that don't even live in Yuma County. So it's absolute madness. It's a wonderful event. It's absolutely our biggest day of the year. We're very excited to be a part of it. Looking forward to next year.
So this year's show is going to prove to be something spectacular. You know, not nothing against years past, but this year's show, Greg McShane, who's our air show director as well as our airfield operations director, it's his last year doing this. He's been doing this for 18 years, and he's put together a lineup that I have not seen before. We've got civilian, military, acrobatic. You can ride Ferraris and Lamborghinis down the flight line if you'd like. It's just, it's a great time no matter whether you're on the ground or in the sky.
T6, Roger. The race cars are going to go do a run down the runway. Once they're on their way back and past you, let me know and I'll get you to the hold short.
South Center, he'll be in full afterburner just under the speed of sound at 700 miles per hour, burning 2 gallons of fuel per second. Major Heaston would like to address the crowd from the cockpit. Let's listen in now.
On behalf of the entire F-16 Viper demonstration team, I'd like to thank you for your hospitality as we celebrate the UA Air Show this weekend in 51 years of the F-16 Fighting Falcon. God bless America and God bless Arizona.